As you shop for Christmas, remember that it is the thought and the sacrifice you put into the gift, not the size of the cost. I'm sure you know that, but here is a story I heard from a pastor friend of mine that illustrates it very well, I think. At the time, my friend worked at the office at North American Baptist Seminary, now called Sioux Falls Seminary, in the gift and endowment department, and occasionally supporters would send in donations. Two of these donors lived in Florida, and they would give on a regular basis. One of the donors wrote large checks that greatly helped meet budgets, and the other sent exactly $1 every month in cash, in a hand-addressed envelope, and always with a handwritten note of encouragement. Well, here's the truth. When you sit down and actually figure out the costs, it actually does cost you a lot more than $1 to process a donation. So, since the higher-ups of the seminary were going down that way anyway, the thought would be that they would visit not just the first donor, but perhaps find out more about the second donor. Well, the first turned out to be a wealthy widow whose husband had been blessed with great business sense. She was very kind and gracious and had a huge, beautiful home. I don't remember all the details of the place, but I do recall my friend saying that there was so much white carpet, acres of it, that the woman used a riding vacuum cleaner to keep it all spotless. Anyway, they had a good visit, and the representative of the seminary left feeling great. The second donor lived in a small apartment in a very poor section of town. When the man from the seminary knocked on the door, it was opened by a small, elderly woman with a huge, radiant smile. "Come in," she said. It turned out she was a retired missionary living on a small pension. Well, the apartment itself was an efficiency apartment, one room for kitchen and bedroom, tiny, but very clean. A little too sparsely decorated to be called cozy, however. The cupboards were bare. Only two sets of dishes, in case I have company, she said. What was remarkable, what was not there. There were only two dresses hanging in a small closet. "More than enough," she said. "I have one for church on Sunday and the other to wear with this one every other day." There was no TV, only a small radio. Yet that woman was absolutely brimming with joy. "I'm so happy to see you," she said. "God has provided me with so much, and still he allows me to share my good blessings with others." And before he left, she gave him an envelope with $1 bill and a handwritten note of encouragement. And the man left that small apartment awed and humbled. And as the receiver of any good gift will be, changed.